with Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest blockbusters and original series for Marvel and Star Wars on Disney Plus. Watch Guardians of the Galaxy, The Mandalorian, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
Give us the gossip, Pretty Malik.
What I love about the generation of like Lenny Kravitz or like Lionel Richie and all these people, right, who have celebrity children.
Right.
They have no filter. So they start revealing details about their kids' lives that
the
they shouldn't.
Yeah.
Like Bon Jovi, for example, confirmed that Millie Bobby Brown and his son had the wedding.
Yeah.
They didn't confirm it to anyone.
Embarrassing dad.
But like, you know, Lenny Kravitz has done the same his daughter Zoe Kravitz, who's engaged to Channing Tatum. He was doing an interview, and of course they always love asking about like, hey, what do you think about your future son-in-law, Channing? And he's always so wonderful. He's like, oh, Channing is such a great guy with great manners. He was raised right, all of this.
Mm.
And then he was doing an interview, and he just kept talking, and he added and revealed that they're getting married next year.
Oh, what?
Because they got engaged, I think, last year, and then there was no news about a wedding date. So if anyone's wondering, they're getting married next year. Thank you, Lenny.
Yeah, well done to them.
Yeah.
What's next?
Okay, so Kanye West's ex-personal assistant is suing him for breach of contract, harassment, wrongful termination, and a hostile work environment. Her name is Lauren Piscata. Says she was hired in July 2021, and after working together for several months on several projects, he started sending her very, very inappropriate text messages.
Oh, no.
She also alleges that he would do inappropriate things in person and on the phone with her constantly. In October 2022, she was eventually fired, and they agreed that she would get a $3 million severance package, and she says that she was never paid that. So now she's going after him, and she's got the receipts. She's got all the text messages. She's got all the videos that he's ever sent. So I'm pretty sure this is not going to be good for Kanye.
I don't know. Yeah, and I wonder if it's going to come out in public as well. Like, we will see these text messages.
I have seen them.
Oh,
you have?
And I can only use the words I, you, the, because every other word, it has to be bleeped out. Wow, it's pretty like intense.
I'm not intelligent enough to work that out.
I'll show it to you afterwards.
Okay.
It's pretty bad.
Disgusting.
Cardi B is taking aim at rapper Bia for alleging that she cheated on Offset during their marriage. Now, Cardi B and Offset have a very interesting marriage dynamic.
I don't get it.
We never know if they're together or if they're not. Apparently they're still married, but we just never know what's happening with them.
Mm.
And Offset, they've come out in the past to say Offset has cheated on Cardi B. So Bia dropped a diss track saying that Cardi B has been stealing music from her, steals her style, and alleging that Cardi cheated. Have a listen to Cardi B's response. And yes, it is in the most Cardi B way possible.
And it's crazy because when I called her on the phone, I wanted clarity. And that's exactly what we got. We ended the conversation with clarity, but you kept going. At first, when she kept dissing me after, I was like, damn, maybe she's doing it for clout. You know, I'm Cardi B. But when she started doing that rumor, it's like, damn, it's more than clout. It's jealousy.
Oh, there we go.
And I love Cardi B because she's sitting there in her shower cap.
This is
like,
why I love
eating
her.
Eating some, I don't know what, and she's just like having this conversation.
This is,
I love her.
That's how she became famous in a way, wasn't it? Because she was ranting to the camera.
And she was just like raw and unedited. And she consistently stays that way, which I love.
There we go.
And finally, Rossi will tell us about the time that he was kicked out of a concert. Which one do you want to talk about? Which one can you talk about?
Well, there's two that spring to mind. Trying to sneak backstage at Elton John in Abu Dhabi. That was a good one. And then...
That's recent.
It was a few years ago. Why are you shocked?
No, I thought like, you know, when you're young...
All right, I'll do the young one. Trying to climb under a fence to get into Wakestock Festival.
Okay, so
UK.
You never were kicked out of a concert.
I got kicked out because...
No, you were kicked out trying to get into a concert. Difference.
I got in and then they saw me and kicked me out. But okay.
So Bebe Rexha was performing a show in the U.S. state of Wisconsin this weekend. She abruptly had to stop her show because someone threw something onto the stage.
I hate when they do that.
Now, if you remember last year, a fan...
Well, you being on stage?
No.
Like someone threw something?
No, I hate that. It's so bad because sometimes it comes close to their eye.
Yeah, well, that's what in the face.
Well, that's what happened to Bebe Rexha last year. Remember someone threw their phone, it hit her in the eye and she had a black eye and she had to stop her show and it ruined the show for thousands of other people who paid good money for a ticket. So she stopped the show when that object landed. She got security and the police to get the guy and kicked him out of the show.
Good.
And she said to the audience, he's ruining the show for everyone. We got to not do this again. She's like, I'm not about this. I'm not about to go to the hospital again. I'm doing my show. Get out.
I think that was fine.
Yeah, me too.
Good.
Good job.
Don't throw stuff.
Right?
I know. Hit us with your tag, pretty.
Peace out, home fries.